Welcome to the debut episode of Upstate Unplugged. I am your host, the man with a magical voice, your color commentator for Upstate Professional Wrestling. My name is Jimmy Raymond, and I will take you on this journey to tell you everything that has to do with Upstate Professional Wrestling right here in Rochester, New York. Everything from inside the ring to outside the ring to behind the curtain, you're going to get that sneak peek of everything UPW. So pull up a chair, crack a cold one, and prepare to be shocked and awed by the wrestlers and everybody over at UPW. Stay tuned, because a great episode is just right around the corner, right here on the debut episode of Upstate Unplugged with the man, the myth, the legend, the man with a magical voice, Jimmy Raymond. Stay tuned, because my interview with probably the top guy in the Rochester area, Hellcat, who is the owner and booker of UPW. So don't you dare go anywhere.
Have you dreamt of being inside the squared circle? Have you ever thought of being a professional wrestler? Well, here is your chance. 100 Box Art Street, Rochester, New York, Upstate Professional Wrestling's Kayfabe Dojo. This is where you will learn the basics of how to be a professional wrestler. Classes are Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They go from basic to advanced. Trainers are Nick Ando, Chris Caden, and Colin Delaney. For more information, check us out at upstateprowrestling.wixsite.com. Have you...
This episode of Upstate Unplugged is brought to you by the Visionaries Wrestling Network, envisioning excellence. Make sure you download and subscribe to the Visionaries Wrestling Network on iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. It will help us out immensely. And as always, embrace the vision. Stay tuned. The episode with Hellcat is up next. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the man with the magical voice on the debut episode of Upstate Unplugged. And what a way to kick off the debut episode is with the man, the myth, and the legend, Hellcat. How are you doing tonight?
Good. I'm doing good. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. You know, the weather's cooperating. The sun's shining. Rained a little bit today, but, you know, it's power positivity.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, to hit the ground running, we got a big event.
If we're going to hit the ground running, everyone should know I'm an asshole.
Yeah, well, hey.
Get that out of the way.
Well, there you go.
Let's listening or sneaking in their little listen, yeah, I'm an asshole.
Well, you know, and it's one of those things that I talked to your friend of mine, Mr. Chris Caden, with his radio show, which is probably, as of right now, he's broadcasting right now. But
actually, he tried to get me on his show, and I told him I was doing yours.
Well, there you go. That's even a better excuse. But he's like, yeah, I can't. He can come on the podcast, but he can't come on the radio show because he's going to swear too much. There's no cussing on the Rochester Free Radio. I'm like,
well, the fact that you're calling me and I'm chilling out the comfort of my vehicle right now because I'm at the Kayfabe Dojo and it's too goddamn loud upstairs with all that rain. But he wants me to drive, you know, 20 minutes down the road, and I'm lazy. I'm an asshole. Radio show to me, I would have done it. So that's on him.
Well, yeah, that's exactly. That's all his fault. but anyways, to get back on track, but hey, nice little sidetrack. Big event coming up this Saturday out here in Webster by me out on at the NVP Sports Center out on Phillips Road is Anniversary Anarchy 15. What, you know, for those of my listeners that aren't familiar with UPW, shame on you, first of all. Second of all, what can we expect? Obviously, with the laundry list of matches that we have, everything from a War Games match with Wrestling Liberation Front and the Vile Society on one side, and then you got your captain, the captain, Nick Ando, as well as Defiance with aforementioned Chris Caden, Maximo Suave, as well as Gregory Irons as well. That's going to be the tip of the iceberg. What else can we expect from UPW this Saturday?
Just a lot of hard-hitting, exciting action. I mean, it's anarchy. It's the big 1-5. I mean, we're going to bend the rules a little bit. Some people are going to get beat up. Some people are going to bleed. Some people are going to... I mean, normally we are a family-friendly promotion, and we still are. I mean, you're not going to be discouraged if you bring your family out by any means.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's a special night. The cage comes out maybe once, if you're lucky, twice a year, you know, possibly, you know, once every other year.
Mm.
So that's the big thing is, you know, the cage is the focal point of this match.
Mm.
And we also have a chairs match, and that'll be Icon Ace versus Cheech. So again, you know, it's not your typical match.
Mm.
Guys don't like each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they're out to hurt each other.
Mm.
And then the third match that's not your everyday normal match is Jason Xavier going for the, as Carter Mason likes to call it, the Canadian No Limits Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Suspended above the ring in a pole match.
Mm-hmm.
So first man to climb up that, I would assume, I think the pole's 8 or 10 feet above the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somewhere in that general area.
Right.
I'm not exactly sure.
Right.
So, I mean, that's the big difference with the anniversary card coming up. You're going to see some different type of matches you normally wouldn't see at regular shows.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's one of the things. I kind of did my research going back and watching a few of your old matches and watching a few of your old promos. You've been there since pretty much day one, and going back probably, I want to say, about 3 or 4 years, you had a match with Jeff Jarrett at Anarchy 11, I believe?
Yeah, I think it's been 4 years now.
Yeah.
They just actually put that up on our page as one of the, you know, shared moments recently, the night he got his ring.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I get the big W that night, so Can I stake claim to a portion of that Hall of Fame ring?
Why not? I can make a as the kids say now, you can tweet them out and hopefully he'll send a little snippet back to you or something, I guess.
Yeah. Actually, I think I saw him on Twitter. He was headed to England or something, maybe. I could be wrong. But,
yeah, and I know he's doing a lot. He's doing a lot of work overseas now, whether it be England or Scotland, that general area over in the UK. Now, like I said, being here since day one, what is that main difference that you're seeing from Anarchy 1 to Anniversary Anarchy 15?
To be honest, it's different because the cast of characters is different.
Right.
I mean, you're looking at a totally new group of up-and-coming guys. I was just, like I mentioned, I was up here at the dojo classes running. And Cloudy, who is also a cornerstone of UPW, has been in every War Games other than, I think, one.
Mm-hmm.
And that we thought he was in every one. And that would be 15 of them.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, the first, so there'd be 14 of them, I believe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He was in every one but one. Of course, we didn't do one the first year.
Right.
I don't believe so. But again, 14, 15 years have passed.
Yeah.
I remember shit half the time. I gotta watch it back to remember things. Don't know why. Maybe one too many shots to the head, one too many hits to the head by a big old fatty or something like that, but it's another year of hard work and another year in the books where most companies come and go a dozen times or claim to run 15 years straight but tend to forget a certain promotion ran them for three of those years or so.
Mm.
Won't mention any names. But we, we've been here 15 years and we ain't missed a show and we ain't planning on missing a show. And I just, I'm excited for it, nervous at the same time. It's got Jeremy Jensen, who's never been in a cage in his life. Again, he was up here training at the dojo tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's young. I think he's 19. And it's just going to be his first cage match. And he's like, oh, I want to do this and I want to do that. I go, all you're going to want to do is bring a roll of toilet paper and shit yourself. Because no matter what, when you that door closes in that cage,
yeah.
I've tried to explain it to other people. You could be in the ring 100,000 times, and it is a total different world and feeling when that cage is around you and the door shut.
Yeah.
And you start shitting bricks because you're like, oh my God, it's crazy.
Yeah, I guess it's one of those experiences that you have to experience at least once, maybe more in a lifetime.
I've been in a few War Games. They're rough.
Yeah.
It's not to be taken lightly. And what's crazy about this year's, it's never been done here anyways.
Mm.
All the titles are on the line. So the winning team walks away, other than Carter Mason's Canadian No Limits Championship, which is not Canadian, but he's Canadian. So, And his ego out there and his King of the North persona, he's the champ.
Yeah.
But he's Canadian No Limits champion. But the tag belts will be on the line. The 585 Live title will be on the line. And the heavyweight title will be on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And the winning team walks away with all the belts.
Okay, that was going to be my next question, is if there's any, say Maximo or Caden pins Matic or something. They're the heavyweight, but it's a team effort.
No, not. It's the team. Whatever team survives this match, they get to take the prize home, and that's tag belts, heavyweight, and 585 live championship.
Yeah, I was definitely – I was surprised – actually not surprised because, well, I'm never surprised at this team, but that on Facebook, on the Facebook page for UPW, we're running the polls on who everybody thinks is going to win. And pretty much, I think basically 75 to 80% think the Vile Society and the Wrestling Liberation Front is going to walk away winning. And,
well, they are the current champions.
Yeah.
And they hold all the belts right now. Yeah. So, I mean, they're a force to be reckoned with. They're the top of the tag division.
Yeah.
Jeremy is the current 585 live champion, and Matic is our UPW heavyweight champion, who also happens to be my wrestle son. But I'm not biased. You know, society for life. May the best team win that night.
Yeah, it's not going to be for those fans that have been to UPW on a regular basis. This is not going to be your normal UPW show, like you said, between the chairs match, the ladder, the pole match, and the War Games match. You know, this is going to basically, you're putting all the cards out there, and hopefully you're going to get the hand that you like coming up Saturday.
Oh, yeah. We are officially sold out of front row, which makes me very happy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We may try to finagle and add some, but at this moment, at 7:15 Eastern Standard Time, front row has officially sold out.
There you go. Yeah, I saw online that there were still a few left, but I'm happy to hear that it's sold out now. So it's only general admission now, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now general admission, that I'll give everybody the details at the end of the show, but general admission's what 18 to get in the door.
If you do pre-sale tickets, which you can get online, they are 18 pre-sale, 20 at the door.
Okay.
And kids tickets, 6 and under, are $12.
Awesome. Well, like you said, it's that get that family atmosphere in there a little bit. Maybe not quite so much at this show, but you know, still bring them out. You never know.
It's nothing worse than if they're true wrestling fans. It's nothing that's going to shock them.
Oh yeah. Now you have since retired from in-ring competition, anyways, to focus more behind the scenes and whatnot.
I've never, ever. Well, I have in the past. But everyone thinks Hellcat's retired right now because I just had bicep and rotator cuff surgery 13 weeks ago. I never said the word retired.
Okay.
I'm taking a sabbatical. We'll call it that for right now.
Okay, a sabbatical. I didn't want to believe it either, but anyways,
I'm not getting any younger, so, you know, after every injury, you know, at my age, I've been wrestling for 22 years. Mm. It's tougher to come back from, and this one was a rough one.
Mm-hmm.
And if I get the use where I feel confident in my left arm again, maybe I'll, you know, come off that sabbatical.
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't, then I don't.
Right. Now, what's something that you would tell somebody that, you know, wants to, you know, become a booker or become an owner of an indie promotion? Obviously, you know more than anybody is that, you know, that surgence of independent wrestling nowadays, everybody thinks that they can book or everybody thinks they can promote or whatever the case may be. What's something that you would tell somebody that that's thinking about doing that?
Don't do it. Absolutely don't do it.
Okay.
It is the most probably challenging thing you're going to ever have to do in your life. It's not fun. You know, I don't even really know how to explain it.
Mm.
I mean, there are a lot of successful indie promotions, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But for every successful one, there's probably 100 that fail.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like catching lightning in a bottle. To be successful at it, anyone can start a promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can go out there and buy a ring and rent a building or get a license. I mean, it's not impossible to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel free to, for anyone out there, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the notion that, you know, you want to do it, do it. Mm-hmm. I guess, even though I'm telling you not to do it.
Right.
Because it's not fun. I know firsthand. It's rough. It's, you know, juggling life itself with a roster of, you know, anywhere from 20 to 30 different personalities every show. And depending on what state you're in, regulations and rules and commissions. And you can do this here, you can't do that there. You know, we run here in New York, which is rough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just the medical alone, anybody out there, you know, I'm sure they're listening in New York, thinking about it. You need a doctor at every event. You need ambulance coverage at every event. You need wrestler's insurance at every event.
Mm-hmm.
Just that alone. Wipes out your first 100-150 people through the door.
Wow, yeah.
So, you're and that hasn't even paid for one person to wrestle, you know, your venue costs or your truck rental costs. Some venues don't have chairs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so many variables that people don't realize what goes into promoting. And those who do it, a lot of guys do it very well.
Mm-hmm.
Here in New York and elsewhere,
right.
They do it very well.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, for every one that's good, there's probably 100 that are just plain shit.
Right.
Because they don't realize the amount of effort and work and money and time and everything that goes into it. And the same thing with being a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Guys think, oh, I saw this guy do it on TV. I can walk in and I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen many a men that thought they could do it, take one bump, hit the back of their head, and go, yeah, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, don't knock it till you try it.
No, exactly. And I remember hearing an interview from another podcast with David Fuller from Iconic Heroes of Professional Wrestling down from Fort Worth, Texas. And he was saying that to be a booker, you have to basically get used to losing more before you gain anything. Like you mentioned, especially here in the state of New York, obviously being in the state of Texas is different, but you have to afford to lose it before you can afford to make any.
There's, you know, and I'm not shitting on Canada by any means because I love wrestling in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But up there, it's a Wild West show. I can't keep up because there are no regulations for wrestling. So up in Canada, if you can buy a ring, rent a ring, find a place to set up a ring, you can be a promoter.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need. You need a ring and dudes that'll get in a ring.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need guardrails. You don't need padding. You don't need insurance. You don't need doctors. You don't need... And again, there's probably... I couldn't even tell you how many promotions per square foot up in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous because there are no regulations. You know?
Well, then maybe that's one of the reasons why we have the, especially with, like you mentioned, Carter Mason's coming down, Lionel Knight's coming down. You see a lot of those, those Canadian wrestlers even come down to the States, you know, to get that, you know, get that exposure too. But, yeah, it's not something to obviously sneeze at out there either way, but.
Yeah.
But growing up, who were some of your idols growing up? Obviously, before you getting into the business.
Oh my God, I've been watching wrestling since I was born. From the day I was born, my grandfather had a bottle in my mouth and my rocker, whatever, in front of the TV watching WWF.
Wow, yeah.
So once again, I'm giving away my age. I'm 48. So I started really watching wrestling in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of guys I hear, you know, you talk about The Rock. And I remember watching, you know, his father, Rocky Johnson. Mm-hmm. I remember watching his father or Rocky or his grandfather, High Chief Peter Maivia, wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was just, you know, 4 or 5 years old, but I remember that still.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I've just been watching wrestling my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I mean, my all-time favorite people, I just actually posted this on my Facebook. Mr. Wrestling number 2
mm-hmm.
is the man who inspired me to be a wrestler. Probably like 7 years old, and I saw Mr. Wrestling number 2 wrestle on TV. He was a Georgia mainstay guy, and that's what hooked me.
Mm-hmm.
Like his finisher was the big atomic knee lift.
Oh wow!
And and now these days, if that guy probably walked out to the ring, he would be on Trash Bag Wrestlers because of a pair of white trunks, black trim, a generic white mask, black trim. No elbow pads, no knee pads, no wrist tape, and your average white boots, and that's who inspired me.
Wow.
But the guy could talk. He could, I mean, it was a different time back then. It was, you know, what I consider entertaining now, those who watch would, you know, watch it now would go, that's terrible.
Mm.
And for me, though, 7 years old watching him was, you know, it awed me back then.
Right. Now, on that note, what are your views currently on the product, whether it be on the independent circuit or on the main promotions, WWE, NXT, ROH, those type of promotions?
My opinion.
We might be here a while, but
no, I mean, I really don't have a negative or a positive opinion. I mean, WWE is the king.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you say?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're the king, and they, whether people want to shit on their product or not, the proof's in the pudding. They're making the money, and nobody else is. Mm-hmm. And if someone was better or bigger or brighter or smarter, they would be the king.
Right.
And they're not.
Right.
I mean, really cool now that, which wasn't, you know, a thing forever, smaller guys now are being featured in the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a big man's world anymore.
Right.
I mean, I remember reading ads, become a pro wrestler back in the days of magazines. You know, be a pro wrestler, but they had requirements. You needed to be 6'3", 250 pounds, and you had to literally be a certain size to even, you know, be looked at as a serious professional wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now with the popularity of indies in general and wrestling as a whole, the WWE now has opened their eyes to there's more than just big men out there that can get a hold of a crowd and, you know, make them feel like we want to see these guys.
Right. No, yeah, that's, you know, and I don't, in my eyes, I really don't see there's anybody else that could knock them off the mountain, really. They're coming close, but not close enough.
No, I don't think anyone's coming anywhere close, but, no. You know.
Well, no, it's one of those old adages, too.
Stateside, anyways. I'm not comparing them to, like, a New Japan or, you know, anything like that. But I'm saying here in the States and most places, I mean, if you were bigger and better, you'd be where they're at.
Yeah.
You're not.
Right.
So people can shit on them all they want. Like I said, the differences in opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has their own taste in wrestling. You know, it's all based on when you started watching, how old you are, what you're into. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think a good show should represent a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, old timers, you know, they want to see, you know, a Brainbusters type match.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody new now wants to see Young Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, night and day.
Right.
But they're both quality. It's just, what do you prefer?
Right.
You know, you a Coke or you a Pepsi guy? I prefer Coke. I think Pepsi tastes like shit. I won't say which ones I think are shit and which ones aren't. But, you know, it's entertaining.
Yeah.
And entertaining. And the fans like it. And they pay money to see it. Hey, man. It's all good.
Hey, their money is just as green as anybody else's.
Exactly.
Now, who you mentioned a few of the featured guys on the main rosters. Who's some of the guys that you know you have your eye on as far as, hey, this guy's got it. This is one of my favorite guys to watch, you know, whether it be online or wherever. Who are some of your favorite guys that are current right now?
Current right now?
Yeah.
Lionel Knight. I am very high on Lionel Knight right now.
You know, Mr. Black Lavender.
Yep, I believe he has the potential to be the top guy in Upstate Pro.
Yeah.
Jeremy Jensen, once again, Vile Society member. Mm-hmm. I may or may not be associated with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not trying to be biased, but the kid has, you know, a lot of potential.
Mm-hmm.
New guys coming up. I mean, there's Fireheart. There's Charlie Locke. I mean, these guys have been around for a year or two now, and they're coming into their own. I mean, their basics are there. They have the potential. Now they got to find their characters or their selves and take it to that next level.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because to be honest, these new guys coming up, like the Locks, the Jensens, the Icon Aces, they got big shoes to fill.
Mm-hmm.
They're following generations of guys that, you know, have gone on from little old Upstate Pro to WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Harper is from Upstate Pro.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Delaney, which we haven't even mentioned, Colin will be wrestling. Former WWE superstar there, Joey Mercury, at Anniversary Anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
So didn't want to forget that. We didn't forget. We haven't talked about it yet. But quick plug for that.
There you go.
Current, you know, on Impact, you see Richard Justice,
mm-hmm.
who's an Upstate original here. Just examples, Corey Graves, who is now on the announce team,
mm-hmm.
Was also known as Sterling James Keenan, who very early on in his career was a mainstay here in Upstate Pro.
Okay, didn't know that, yeah.
How many weeks ago, you know, as being an original founder and member of Upstate Pro Wrestling, when the Bludgeon Brothers wrestled Colin Delaney,
mm-hmm.
and had Corey Graves on the commentary, I'm like, holy shit,
mm-hmm.
the three guys that I saw potential in over a decade ago,
mm-hmm.
I was like, I was way ahead of my time at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, right now on Raw or SmackDown, I'm seeing three guys that were just young, you know, teenagers, basically, in a, that were mainstays here that I, you know, Upstate was built on. So these younger guys need to, you know, do a little research on the history here. Upstate and Rochester, New York, have been putting out some of the best talent over the last 15 years. By far.
Oh, by far. And you can even, I don't know if he wrestled out here at Upstate, but Dalton Castle as well.
Again, I missed someone, and I didn't do Dalton. You did mention me on your Cabana podcast. So, yes, Dalton actually, I believe, had his first match ever with me.
There's something to hang your hat on.
Yeah. So.
Not to throw names out, but
Dalton's also an Upstate guy.
Yeah.
That came from Rochester and UPW. So, I mean, right now, you know, you turn on your TV, you're going to see Dalton Castle, ROH champion. You know, that's a big deal. That's a lot of, I don't know how to put it. These guys should be reaching for a brass ring and putting in the work. Show respect to the guys that were before them, because those guys busted their ass to get where they are.
You know, I've been saying for a long time, since I've been coming to shows and since I've been up on the commentary and all that stuff, and people don't want to believe me when I say it. They think I'm just being that guy, but I've been saying since I've seen Lionel Knight, since I've seen Jeremy Jensen, these guys are going somewhere. And they have that key to the castle. It's just a matter of how they use it. And, you know, go ahead.
Nope, I was disagreeing with you.
Although, it was just the type of matches that they have are just, for that for their age, are just phenomenal. And, you know, it's one of those things where, yes, Jeremy's here in the Rochester area. I want to, you know, I don't want him to leave Rochester by any means, but I want to see what he can do elsewhere, too. Whether that be up, like you mentioned, up into Canada. God forbid, we got to go down the I-90 down to Buffalo or the other way to Syracuse. But, you know, the more exposure for him is going to be, you know, be better for him, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. The more you get out there, the more people you meet, the more you learn, the more you learn, the better you are.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about that. You're going to get better with experience.
Yeah.
We all, you know, have our beginning stage. As a child, you learn to walk before you run.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you're Carter Mason, who probably claims he came out doing a 4.5 in the 40 as soon as he was born.
Well, yeah, that's probably why he's so quick, and he's going to have a heck of a time. He's got that height differential with Jason, too, in that match.
Well, in a pole match, Jason's definitely got the advantage there, because I think he towers over him by a good foot.
Yeah, but I saw on Carter Mason's, I don't know if it was his Twitter page or his Facebook page, but he was facing Dick Durning up in the Maritimes. And, you know, he's obviously saying he's hyping himself, and rightfully so. You know, it doesn't matter if you're 220 pounds, 250 pounds, still chop you down. So I'm paraphrasing. I'm paraphrasing, of course. But
yeah, absolutely. I've wrestled Carter Mason.
Yeah.
And he's no joke, man.
Yeah.
He's the real deal.
You know, and he has that, M&M, that Mercury Molina Nitro-esque ring gear coming as well, too. So a lot of people I hear like to make fun of that. But, hey, when you can pull it off and you're the champ, you can wear whatever the hell you want.
Exactly. If you're the guy, everybody has an opinion on you.
Oh, whether it be good or bad.
Exactly.
Now, what's something that you've obviously being one of the founding fathers of UPW, what is something that, you know, that you're happy about where UPW has gone thus far? And what's something that, you know, you're trying to, you know, critique a little bit to make it a little bit better?
believe just our the look of the shows. We were we're still very old school lighting, more of a production end. We need to get with the times.
Mm-hmm.
And we are currently experimenting with different lighting, different venues, mm-hmm. and just trying to change the look of the product.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much the wrestling,
mm-hmm.
just the overall look and the presentation.
Mm-hmm.
More modern instead of the old school. You're in a bingo hall, here are the lights, they're on full blast. Come through the curtain, have a match.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are, you know, currently and working on changing a lot of that.
Yeah.
Which we were sampling a little bit at our last event.
Mm-hmm.
Some people complained it was dark. I do apologize. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. But I'm sorry. We're working on it. There were a couple complaints. It was kind of dark, some shadows. But it was our first time with all the new lighting.
Yeah.
And, now we'll improve on that.
Yeah.
But we take everything, you know, with a grain of salt. Mm-hmm. Constructive criticism isn't a bad thing.
Yeah.
As long as you're not being a dick about it. But, you know, we need to get more modern.
Right.
With our production values, for sure.
Right. No.
But the wrestling, hands down, I will put this roster against any home. Now, when I say my roster, I'm talking 90% of the guys that wrestle for UPW are from the surrounding area.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a few guys like Carter and Lionel that come down from Canada. We have guys, you know, different areas, New mm-hmm. Jersey, you know, Cleveland, Gregory Iron out of Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
But we've always, and I've always said this, UPW creates stars.
Mm-hmm.
We don't go out and rent other people's stars.
Mm-hmm.
So we take pride in guys training here, learning here, growing here, and then spreading their wings and leaving the nest.
Right. No, that's you're kind of like the New York Yankees of the independent circuit, where you homegrown talent, and then they go out and they flourish and they win titles.
Yeah, sure. But I hate the Yankees over Red Sox fan.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, well, we...
But again,
to disagree.
To each his own. Some people like Brainbusters. Some people like Young Bucks.
Yeah.
Again, Boston, New York, it's your flavor, man.
Yeah.
Do you. You be you.
Amen to that. Now, you mentioned venues before. Obviously, we're going to see this weekend on Saturday on the 12th over at the MVP Sports Center over here in Webster on Phillips Road. Are you looking at other venues in the area outside the sports center and outside Pineapple Jacks?
We have an event in November. That we are going to be venturing out to Duanesburg, New York. That's like heading towards, I believe, Albany area, Schenectady.
Okay.
We're going to be doing a show at the Duanesburg, I believe, high school. It's all in the works right now, but mm-hmm. the tentative date is, I believe, November 2nd. And then we also, it will be branded Upstate Pro.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a venture that I'm going in with some other gentlemen. We'll be doing Syracuse, New York. I want to say the date's June 5th. Don't quote me on it.
Okay.
But Wild Zero will be coming to the Pastime Athletic Club.
Okay.
And I'm looking very forward to my return to that venue. I haven't been there since the old Upstate 2CW war.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, mid-2000s somewhere.
Yeah. Now, that first show you mentioned, is that going to be branded UPW as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Yes, that will be a UPW show.
Okay. And you said that Dwayne Berg, that's out by Albany era, right?
Yeah. And it'll be for the actually it's gonna be a benefit show for their high school wrestling team.
Oh, okay, excellent. Oh, I'm sure we'll get more details as a
there's trickling in now. Everything's in the works with school shows, and you know, you gotta dot your I's, cross your T's, and make sure, you know, all parties are, you know, covered and whatnot. With the rules and regulations, and the school has their own, you know, way they see things, and then the state has the way they see things, and then there's the way I see things. So,
no, they're different.
We all see the same thing at the end, and we have an event there in November.
Oh, there you go. Now, to kind of go back a little bit, who are the couple of the guys that, you know, you wish you would have? You worked before you had your surgery. Who was those kind of guys that you know currently that you want to work with?
Honestly, I've actually, someone's asked me this question recently, and I honestly don't have an answer.
Yeah.
I mean, once again, I'm older now. And anybody that I want to work with is probably even older than me now, longer working, because I grew up, again, watching. I was a bigger fan of wrestling, you know, from the 70s to, say, early, mid-2000s. Over the last, probably, 10 years, I'm not so much, I'm always going to be a fan. But I watch it more for ideas and business standpoints and things of that nature. I don't go, oh, my God, I'd really love to work that guy. Because, you know, there's so much talent out there, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it I couldn't even keep up with, even if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the guys I could keep up with are, like I said, more of a storytelling, old school type of wrestler that I am. You know, I've got to work with a lot of different guys over the year, name wise and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to check off a few guys off my bucket list. One, it's on a lot of guys' list over the years, was Shane Douglas. And I had the you know, ability to work him a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. I've worked Danny Doring and Tommy Dreamer.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked Coco Beware, Full Blooded Italian, Scotty Too Hotty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, probably my favorite match of it all would be the Jeff Jarrett match.
Mm-hmm.
That I was in awe that night. I mean, I was nervous. I was shitting bricks. And I'm not a big guy, and funny side story, I went for a body slam.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't pick guys up because I'm not, you know, I'm an in shape guy, but I'm not strong by any means.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in shape, I'm gym strong, I look good for 15 minutes, and then I deflate, my pump's gone, and I look like every other dude out there, I guess. But I hooked him for a slam, and I slammed him, and come to find out, I was having a conversation a few weeks later with, and some people out there may know who he was. I think he was like part of TNA's Gut Check a million years ago, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
John Bolin. Mm-hmm. Do you know who John Bolin is?
His name sounds familiar.
He was a part of TNA back in the day.
Yeah.
We were just shooting the shit after a show, and we were brought up. Someone brought up the subject of body slamming someone.
Mm-hmm.
And he, out of nowhere, he goes, the top three people you never, ever want to body slam is, I can only remember, well, of course, Jarrett, he said, was number one. And I go, holy shit, I just body slammed him a week ago. He's like, get the fuck out of here. And he's like, no, you didn't. So apparently, I don't know how I did it. It happened. I was there. But apparently you never want to do that. So I guess, you'd rather try to slam Andre than Jarrett, according to John Ball.
Well, my.
I think he said Tatanka was another one.
Yeah.
And for the life of me, I can't remember who the third person was. Okay. But they were like the top three people you don't ever want to try to body slam because they are the heaviest people in the world. And so apparently I have body slammed one of the most heavy people in the world. Even though I personally going into the match had never met Jarrett and thought, all right, you know, he's an average sized guy. Never really looked at, you know, how big or how heavy or anything like that he was. Let me tell you, he is a big dude. Like, he has height and size. I mean, I'm, you know, barely 5'8", 175 pounds. And I look like a 8-year-old child next to him. That's how much bigger he was than me.
Wow. Yeah, I guess.
And, I probably, you know, they said I'm kind of going all over the goddamn place.
That's fine.
But, you know, I've never been one to go, man, I really need to work him or I wish I could work him. I take whoever is in front of me.
Yeah.
For the most part, and sometimes I shouldn't have, and that's why I'm currently in a arm sling, because I'll take anybody that you put in front of me, and sometimes you shouldn't, and I'll because I'll just dub him Spider Billy, because that's what I call him. That's his real ring name, but I call him Spider Billy. And he's the one that tore my rotator cuff, ripped my fucking arm right out of the socket.
Oh, Jesus.
A breaker. So sometimes taking whatever gets put in front of you doesn't work out to your favor.
Yeah, I can actually, I'll add one more guy to that list, that not the body slam because he's just a big dude, is Nick Sullivan.
I debuted Nick Sullivan here in Upstate. Boss Society may or may not have their eyes on him right now. But he is a monster. Yeah. He's got the amateur background, and the man is not very, you know, he's not a tall man, but he is as wide as most are tall, and he's a bad mother. Shut your mouth. You know, I'm talking. He doesn't know his own strength, and he is so goddamn intense. Yeah. And a guy, I think, like me, can shape and mold that man into being one of the best monsters around.
Yeah, and even just sitting down and talking with him, and even at shows and stuff, and I've dubbed him, and he's kind of agree with me. He's a machine. And it doesn't matter, you know, who he's going against, whether it's three guys, four guys, 10 guys, he's going to plow through them without blinking. And
he's kind of like the juggernaut of UPW right now.
Oh, yeah. And
he's got steam behind him. Excuse me. And he's just running through dudes.
Yeah. And it's one of those things, you know, it's.
And he's my friend, so I don't have to worry about that shit right now.
it's a good thing not to have. It's a good guy to have on your side.
Exactly.
And you know, it's a good guy that you kind of hitch your trailer to too, because he's another one of those guys that I put in the same, not the same class, but in that line of guys that to keep your eye on.
Absolutely. In UPW. I mean, he's got a long way to come. He's new. I mean, he's a baby in this the sport business entertainment world. But with some seasoning, and he's got a good attitude. When he's behind the curtain, he's a good dude. He's the most well-spoken, polite. Dude, you want, respect Well, he's a dude you want to be around, you know, after hours.
Yeah.
Or after, you know, the show ends. But when that light comes on, man, holy shit.
It's like a bull seeing red, man.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, but, you know, like I said, the sky's his limit.
He just put out Bobby DePinto indefinitely.
Ugh.
And we don't know we haven't even heard from Bobby DePinto since good old Nick Sullivan ran through him.
Didn't see that truck coming, I guess.
Nope. And we have not. I actually sent, and I'm not bullshitting, I sent Bobby a message just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Hey, just following up with you, seeing how you're doing, you know. And no response. So he may be still laying traction. Wow. I'm not sure.
Wow. Well, hopefully he'll be back soon. But who is one of those guys that, you know, that one or two guys that you have your eye on that, you know, like you mentioned before, that you want to, like, keep it homegrown, yes. But who's one of those guys outside the area that, you know, you want to, you know, to bring in for, you know, a loop or bring in for a couple shows?
Well, Greg, who we just brought on, he had been, Gregory Irons, been here a few times.
Mm-hmm.
But we just inked him to be here for a while. He'll be here probably over the next year.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be a constant. I'm a big fan of Ricky Shane Page. I'd like to get him up here more. Just trying to think who else. I mean, there's so much talent out there. I would love to have them all here.
Yeah.
I mean, I really, you know, it's tough to just single out one person because there's just so much out there right now that is, they're good. I mean, whether they're a good big man, a good small man, you know, I enjoy comedy matches.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to have a Joey Ryan come here for an appearance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he hasn't been in this area. But, you know, the more, you know, I can sit here for days and go, this guy, that guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio's for Killers, I'd like to have here. They're now known as, I'm not even sure, what are they known as? Ohio for Everyone or?
The Chris Brothers?
Yeah.
OVE.
OVE now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big fan of their work. You know, I have been for a while. Would love to have those guys here.
Yeah.
LAX, I would like to have here. I'm a big fan of tag team wrestling.
Yeah, yeah. Old school tag team wrestling, yeah.
Yeah. So, but I mean, the list could go on and on and on.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, let's put a fantasy, you know, obviously being the booker that you are with UPW, let's put that fantasy booking hat on you. As far as those main rosters, how would you book the main event of, say, a WrestleMania right now?
A main event for WrestleMania?
Yeah. Let's say, go big or go home.
Oh, my God. That means I'd have to say I've been actually watching it religiously because I really don't.
Well, how about add anybody on the main, let's say, main three or four rosters between WWE, the ROH, and New Japan.
Oh my God, that's a tough question. man, oh man. Again, I'm more of a tag guy.
Yeah.
I would like to see the interaction between the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And, God, I gotta stop hitting the pipe. I'm drawing a blank here.
The WWE?
The Revival.
Oh, right, okay.
I would like to see that, and that, by no means would that be on an indie show or whatever. That would be, I think it's the most fucking amazing match ever.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, I'm a tag guy. So just their old school way of doing things in the fourth wall. And it would almost be like seeing a time travel match where you're getting that new school Bucks against, you know, because I when I watch Revival, I think of Tully and Art Brainbusters.
Yeah.
So there's that, you know, where people want a fantasy book, you know, oh, I would have loved to see the Brainbusters versus so-and-so. Mm. Well, you could in all actuality. Mm. That's it. Brainbusters, you know, or the Revival's better than the Brainbusters by any means. But, you know, that they're kind of like a blast from the past style to something that is what's in now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would blow people's minds.
Yeah, that's... I kind of been... You know, I grew up in one era with the Attitude Era, watching, you know, those single matches with Rock, Austin, Taker, Triple H, Angle, all those guys. And now it's one of those things that goes in spurts now, where I'm more of like a, like you mentioned, the Revival, Bucks, I gotta stop hitting the pipe too. I can't remember the damn name either. The Club, Gallows and Anderson. You know, that hard hitting, you know, old school type tag team wrestling that you normally won't see. But but anyways, I don't want to keep you too much longer from the dojo. But you know, just take the next couple minutes, you know, promote what obviously this is a show this weekend. You know, last minute matches or ideas or you know, just promote the show if for the next few minutes.
Buy some goddamn tickets. If you're listening, you ain't got your tickets yet. Buy some goddamn tickets. Let's sell this bitch out.
Yeah.
Once again, it's our 15-year anniversary. You know, when I started, helped start Upstate, you know, we started at 1. Then it seemed like yesterday we did 10.
Mm.
And for those that don't know our history, go to YouTube. Look up Upstate there and see our top 10 moments. That was all done, 10 different videos on our 10-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives you, you know, kind of brings you up to speed a little bit. But, you know, the people we've had here, the guys we've had and gone off to bigger, better things.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, if you come out, you won't be disappointed. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, bring grandma, bring your uncle, bring your aunt, bring your kids, bring everyone. There'll be a match for everyone.
Yeah.
Every you'll get a little bit of something from each match. But, again, it's, you know, next Saturday. Well, not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
Yeah.
May 12th. It's over at MVP Sports Park over on 701 Phillips Road in Webster, New York.
Mm-hmm.
The doors open at 5:30. First bell is at 6. You won't be disappointed. You can get tickets online. If you go and you happen to know anyone on our social media, you can get a hold of any one of the workers, any one of the officials, and say, hey, what's the down low on some tickets? Mm-hmm. They'll hook you up with a discount. Buy, because I'm selling.
Amen to that. Let's sell this one out.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Hellcat. It was a pleasure having you, and you know, good luck this Saturday.
Chris Caden, our show was better than yours.
I'll make sure to actually send this audio right over to him, and I have to make sure.
Tell Maximo, who I'm sure is right next to him. Eat a dick.
All right, man. Thanks for coming on.
All right, man.
I'll see you.
We'll see you next Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Later.
Saturday, May 12th at the MVP Sports Park in Webster, New York. Upstate Professional Wrestling presents Anniversary Anarchy 15.
Come celebrate 15 years of the best professional wrestling as former WWE superstar Joey Mercury takes on Colin Delaney. Then don't miss our main event as eight men face off in a steel cage. Come join the action May 12th at MVP Sports Park for Anniversary Anarchy 15. Tickets and information available at UpstateProWrestling.com.
Thank you goes out to the man, the myth, the legend, Hellcat, for being the first of many guys here on Upstate Unplugged. But there was no other man that I wanted to have as the first guy on Upstate Unplugged. Go over to UpstateProfessionalWrestling.wix.com to get your tickets for this Saturday night's event at the MVP Sports Park on Phillips Road in Webster. Doors are at 5:30. Bell is at 6. Front row is completely sold out, so you won't be able to get front row, but there's still plenty of good seats available. General admission at the door is $20. In advance is $18 on the website. You can follow Upstate Professional Wrestling on Twitter at UPWROC. You can follow UPW on Facebook at Upstate Professional Wrestling. You could follow and can follow the man with the magical voice, Jimmy Raymond, on Twitter at Rant Unplugged. Yes, we have to share a Twitter account with those guys over at Ringside Rant, but you get two shows on one Twitter page, so you're not going to want to miss that. And as always, make sure you support independent wrestling, support Upstate Professional Wrestling, and stay tuned for next week's episode. And stay tuned to that Twitter page, because you will get next week's guest before it comes out. So make sure to go over to iTunes and subscribe to the Visionaries Wrestling Network. And make sure you give us a 5-star review, as you will hear this Upstate Unplugged episode every Wednesday. Give us a 5-star review and make sure that you embrace the vision.